Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Here we go again, Glory Days. How we doing, folks?
I was just gulping water there.
Look, you're allowed. I was going to point that out actually to the good people of Glory Days that this might have to be a shorter one because my learned friend and colleague here is not feeling great.
No,
you've had illness struggles, haven't you?
All week, yeah. I've been coughing and spluttering.
No, I know.
Unfortunately, it's not COVID. I would have loved a week off. You know,
I know there's people out there going, so I could have sworn you weren't well as well, Jim. Yeah, but I mean, we don't talk about that.
No. Jim is permanently unwell. So it's, you know, you get used to it. Although, in fairness, you're the one that's never had a sick day ever. You know, you just don't get sick. You know,
I've had an okay run.
Yeah, but he wasn't even sick when he had COVID. He got COVID and wasn't allowed to come to work. But sure, he was grand. He was probably out climbing hills and...
In case you were wondering what happened there, it wasn't the voices in PJ's head talking to him.
It was Clint,
actually shouting into him there. Yeah, technically I did contract...
Yeah.
A disease.
Yeah, and you're no bother to you. You just walk through diseases.
I laugh in the face of
you
diseases.
You do, you laugh in the face. I'm a much more gentle petal of a fella altogether.
That is extraordinary, isn't it? That is kind of true. I mean, obviously, I'm the shy, retiring, you know, sort of delicate flower in terms of personality.
Jesus, I wouldn't say
and
that.
And you are, stick with me, you are the boisterous, rough and tumble, feet first, you know.
Well, okay.
Whatever.
Yes.
And yet you're the one who, like, a mere oyster can send you into backflips.
But an oyster is like, that's, no one's supposed to eat oysters. They're not food. That's the sort of shit they give to, like, criminals that just so they can keep them alive.
Yeah.
Because of human rights.
Or even some of your own cooking has been known to send you to a dark place.
I know, but we've eaten the same things. At the same time, and I've had a very bad effect. We ate like these really hot chilies here once, and I had a gig that night, and I got on stage, and it literally nearly blew the trousers off me on stage in front of an audience, and then I was vomiting and everything. I was like texting Jim.
I think the expression, if I remember correctly, was rusty water.
There's
rusty water coming out of my bottom.
That's
Jim.
Exactly what it was like. And Jim was like, "Sure, I don't know, just anything, not a bother." You know, like Jim, you could butter. We said this before. You could butter an old fucking sandal, and Jim would be able to eat it. He could put it in a toaster, pull it out, and eat it. I think that bread's off.
Whereas I would have said that I'd struggle now. I mean, we've spoken before about, you know, those reality shows. You're always getting offered reality shows, right?
Yeah.
And thankfully, in the Irish versions of stuff, there isn't an equivalent to that jungle business.
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here and stuff. Yeah.
So, because we've often said that whatever about the danger bits or whatever, you know, the heights or the whatever the other stuff challenges they do. Or even
no problem.
Even the creepy crawlies.
Even like the rats running up and down me. I'm used to that.
I was just going to say.
You know, the spiders and all.
Have
no
you
problem.
Seen his gaff?
Yeah, seriously, no problem. Should I shake the spiders out of me jocks before I put them on every morning? But the eating,
I don't understand. How do you overcome your gag reflex?
I don't know.
Surely that's just in you. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You're going to gag.
And there's no way. When they do the whole thing, and you always get one person that's even worse. So you get fish guts for one lad, and he's like, "Mwah." And then you get the next one might be something like, I don't know, like at the tail of a crocodile or something. And then it's literally kangaroo bollocks. And you're like, I can't.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I have to say, I'd probably... Again, probably because it's one is meat and the other is fish.
Yeah.
I'd probably deal with the kangaroo
this
bollocks.
This is what I'm talking about, Jim, now.
Better than the fish eye.
This is Jim. This is what I'm saying when the man is the constitution of an abominable snowman. So I just says, fish guts and thing, and Jim just goes, meat or fish. He actually has made a mental menu of it. It's a mental menu. What does it come with? That's what Jim's thinking. Because the kangaroo bollocks, does that come with veg or potatoes? That's what Jim's be thinking. Because I know I'm not really into the fish guts. If it's a chowder, I'm not in the humour for the brown bread. That's what he'd be thinking. He's made a mental menu. Where all I'm thinking, I'm just trying to think of disgusting shit. Jim is going, would that be cancelled? Quota? Would that be an aperitif now? Or what way would it be? What's for dessert? A dog piss ice cream. Okay, yeah, sure. Give us that in a coffee. No problem.
I can't believe it's only when you said it back there that the idea of like meat or fish.
It's just
but you know what I mean. There's like, I'm just saying, there's, you know, it's about the texture or something in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, you tend, you obviously you're not going to think about the fact that it's something's bollocks. You're going to think about the fact that it's...
I really hope you end up doing that show, The Restaurant. I'd love to see Jim in that. Imagine you, Jim, so what are you cooking for the judges tonight, Jim? Well, I found a... I found an old cat dead in the road on the way in. And two pigeons. I think they got avian flu, so we'll do them up. I'm sure the germs will go once they hit the pan.
Yeah. That's I tell you, somebody should try that. You know, especially in this kind of whole urge towards, you know, sustainability. You know, a bit of roadkill now.
No.
You know what I mean? Don't rule it out now.
Yeah, no, don't rule it out.
Don't knock it till you've
tried
it. Just
because it's roadkill doesn't mean it doesn't go well with chips. You know, marrow fat peas.
In fairness.
Flat fox and marrow fat peas, no problem.
Well, and the weird thing about it is you've been exposed to way more sort of exotic foods than I ever have.
Yeah, well.
Like you're quite the broad culinary tastes.
Well.
And then also from some of the stranger people that you've grown up with in your life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, you're the bloke who had a mate that put a pigeon between two slices of bread.
He shot it in the back garden in Donnymead. Isn't that mental when you think about it? Yeah, with brown
sauce.
And you're
giving me stick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm giving you stick. It's just, who thinks of that? Like, did I ever tell you the story? I shouldn't say, it's Mary's outfit, right? And we were hanging around young, when we were young.
Right.
Did I ever tell you the story?
No.
About the injured duck in the garden?
No.
Oh, Jim. So, like.
Is it better than the pigeon between two slices of bread?
I think it is, right? Because at least they shot the pigeon, right?
Right.
He just went out and shot it and made food out of it. Right, grand. But we're all from Dublin. There was an injured duck in our back garden. This is in Donnymead as well, right? And the dad was like, the poor fucker, now we're going to have to put it out of its misery, he said, right? But he's a Dublin. We're all Dublin people. We've never put down a duck before.
Yeah.
So, like, how would you put down the duck? So. The mad fucker filled up the sink with water, right? And he brought the duck into the kitchen and he shoved the fucking duck's head into the water. And the duck went, like, started spatting the water and battling, went absolutely ape shit. And he starts screaming. He was like, aah! And the duck was going nuts. And then he waited for the duck to go limp. And he took the duck's head out of the water. And the fucking duck goes, started breathing again. And he shoved it back in. And the duck went mental again. And was like flapping and beating and kicking. And then he pulled it out when the duck went limp. And the duck again goes, and he shoved it back in again. He had to drown the poor fucker about four times. And then, before it died.
Why would you attempt to drown a creature that lives on water?
He didn't have a gun. And then he's there, there's water all over the floor. The young one is crying her eyes out.
He obviously couldn't bring himself to wring its neck or anything.
No, he couldn't do it yet.
No. He tried to fucking drown
the duck in the kitchen sink, and he did. And I've literally witnessed a murder. And then he goes, poor fucker. Someone had to put it out of its misery, he goes. And they're going, you tortured it to death. You tortured it to death. Yeah. And then he didn't know what to do with it. Yeah, he goes, can you put a duck in the bin? I said, you can't even put it in the sink.
Can you put a duck in the bin?
Yeah, can you put a duck in the bin? I'd like, oh man.
I can't put
outrageous.
Just of all of the things.
And you'd have been the only person I know who'd have walked into that room and goes, oh Jesus, yeah, we'll have a sandwich if you're making it. Don't even pluck it. I'll just have it as it is. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't like to see it go to waste.
Yeah, Jim just cut the head off. That's going to be lovely now. Duck soup. You'd boil it in the kettle and drink the duck water. Not a bother.
It's just amazing that of all of the potential ways of... Like, it actually would have made more sense if you'd have tried to gas it or something.
Call the DSPCA, or call someone, or bring it to a vet.
Yeah, well, there is that. Yeah, put it in a box and bring it somewhere.
There's a vet down the road, like 6 minutes down the road.
It's just the idea of trying to drown an animal that effectively lives on a lake.
It's like trying to drown a fish, you know, or kill a pigeon by throwing it in the air. I know, yeah.
That's extraordinary, man.
Horrific. Absolutely horrific, yeah.
But dear Lord.
thought he was doing the right thing, you know.
Yeah.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's what they say.
As you've said many times.
Yeah, paved with good intentions.
Oh, Lord. Right, listen, while you recover after that, you can have a listen to some of the best bits from during the week. It was a good old week with all sorts of bits and stuff going on, including a massive revelation from PJ, although it wouldn't have come as a revelation necessarily everybody, but certainly to most of us it came as a revelation.
Yeah.
And it was off the back of a photo.
A photograph that someone sent me during the week on Instagram, actually.
Extraordinary stuff. So you can check that out. Also, of course, naturally, with the week that was in it, following on after the Queen's funeral and all that sort of stuff, we had a look at a few of the tributes that, you know, maybe not necessarily the more normal end of the tribute scale.
Absolutely scandalous what people were calling tributes.
Yeah, it was,
you know, they weren't, you know.
Certainly unusual, for sure. Also, we had a little chat about teeth. People are, but this is, I still find this extraordinary. It's nearly as bad as your man trying to drown a duck.
Yeah.
People doing their own dentistry.
Yeah.
Is a thing now.
Brits especially. It's no wonder their Delph is mad crooked over there. Yeah.
And then also, as I've said, I've been saying over the last little while, PJ has become our very own Cyrano de Bergerac or Rasputin. He's he's one of the truly great lovers, the great Don Juans of the world now.
Of all the things for me to be called.
But apparently we understand why now.
Yeah.
Because it's the season. Nothing to do with you, buddy.
It's not to do with the season. It's like we're basically wildlife, and this is a there's a very particular name for what's going on when the nature's taking its course in the circles of love as we lead into the end of the year. Yeah.
So have a listen to all of that and we'll chat to you on the other side.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
If you were on your social media over the weekend, if you're a follower, who, let's face it, who isn't a follower of the great PJ Gallagher?
Stop it.
Then you may have noticed a little picture that he put out there that was sent to him by a former classmate.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, what made this unusual was it was a communion photograph.
It was my communion photograph, yeah. That's right, yeah.
What made it unusual was that it was PJ and the rest of his class, all of whom were in white dresses because they were all little girls.
Yes, because I went to an all-girls school and nobody used to believe me when I said this, but I did. Basically, it's a long story, right? But when I was young, we may have, as a family, not taken school extraordinarily seriously and left it so late to enrol in schools that there was no places left.
Right.
But the state, of course, takes objection to kids not having a school to go to, and that meant any school that had a place, you were going to go to that school. And I ended up in a convent school.
Which was an
all-girls school.
There was you.
Yeah.
And just how many other girls?
Oh, I don't know.
Like in the hundreds, are we talking?
Oh, hundreds. Yeah, it's a big school,
my
you know.
God. No wonder you're such a hit with the ladies.
But I believe
it explains a lot. You learned young.
I tell you something, Jim. I'll connect on my formative years were surrounded by, you know, females. I think that's why my best friends still to this day are probably women.
One of the best responses when you put it out, right? So there's literally this photograph, typical kind of Irish communion style photograph of the, you know, people, like all these girls in their white dresses. And then this one little lad with his rosette or whatever.
And me dicky bow.
And your dicky bow. And you put it out there and one of the responses was, which one is you, PJ?
Yeah, there was all loads of that. And I'm right at the back in the middle with me little suit on because I'm in black and they're all in white, you know. And it looks like I'm an eight-year-old cult leader. It looks like I'm an eight-year-old LDS leader.
That was one of the other great responses. Isn't there a show on at the moment?
Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, it's called.
And it's about a sort of cult thing,
and it's about exactly a cult, an LDS cult, like Latter-day Saints cult.
Yeah.
And the cover for it is exactly like my picture. The wedding, the polygamy wedding. is exactly like my communion picture, except
one
that we're
man
all
surrounded
children.
By all these women in white dresses.
Yeah, like it's, and people are like, how has this been? This is not true. I swear to God, it's true. And so many people were saying, there's no, I heard you say it before, but I always thought it was part of a gag or it wasn't real. No, it was.
So, like, what are the practicalities of going to an all girl school?
Well, I don't know.
Back then, like.
Well, I don't know. I was a little girl for a few years. I went to school.
Like, even things like having to go into the toilet and everything.
Oh, yeah, no. I just don't remember ever doing that. Now, did you say?
You never went to a toilet in the school.
I don't remember. I actually don't remember that.
You were fussy even
I do
then.
Remember, though, in art class, the teacher's making a big fuss because you had to wear a smock.
Right.
And the smocks are dresses, like. And I'd be wearing my little dress thing. Doing.
Would you have your trousers on under, would you?
It had me cacks on, but I still had to wear it to protect the clothes, like. Yeah, and the teacher's making a big deal out of it. I remember that.
Oh,
and there was actually four other boys who were.
Oh, you weren't alone.
Oh no, there was four other boys in the school as well. Yeah, there was. There was five boys and like 300 and something girls, whatever. Yeah. It was. Yeah, I know. I've had a very strange life, really.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been interesting. It's been the least.
And that picture does look like the start of a Netflix series. It does, you know.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. He was in a girls' school before he went crazy. You know.
Did somebody send you a message saying that was you four? That was the beginnings of your cult.
Yeah, and Derry Girls, because you know,
that's
Derry
the
Girls.
Other one. That's the other one I saw. Yeah,
and because about 150 people sent me, oh my God, you're the guy from Derry
Girls.
You're
the real. What's his name? James, is it?
James from Derry Girls, and they were all tagging Lisa McKee. Or is that her name?
The woman who wrote it.
But she hasn't reacted at all.
Oh, maybe she's been.
Maybe she's upset. I'm the real deal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Who knows? Maybe it was based on you.
That's a possibility, all right.
Because he is a bit of a dimwit, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose he is. He is, Jim. I will say.
So you're the real James.
I will say
Derry
though,
Girls.
I was the smartest boy in my class.
Is that what you went home and told your ma every day?
Yeah.
Once again, I was the top boy.
Yeah, best boy in the whole school, actually. Never passed an exam, but nobody ever did better.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Historic day, by any manner of means, you'd have to say, across the pond there with the funeral of the Queen. And naturally enough, as you'd expect, you know, huge amount of tributes being paid from all sorts of places and all sorts of people.
From
and all
everywhere, yeah.
And not just yesterday, the 10 days preceding it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the question does have to be asked, when is a tribute an appropriate tribute?
Yes,
because
exactly.
There was quite a number of tributes, which you'd have to say were somewhat suspect in whether or not, you know, the Queen or the Royal Family might have seen us as a tribute.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, I guess there's some stuff has, like Clint. Clint, I was very surprised. I didn't know he was such a royalist, to be
there
honest.
There you go.
Standing
part
in line
of the Commonwealth.
For 14 hours.
14?
Wasn't it 14 hours? Oh. And he put up a post saying, my queen. I didn't realise Clint was so...
There you go, you see.
I would have been much less rude about the whole thing had I known. And then, of course, you get tributes like the Clint Edge, whether you are a part of it or not.
Yeah.
Quite a touching tribute. And then you get the Roebuck Bay Hotel, for instance, who is having a wet T-shirt competition to remember the Queen. They say it's a celebration of all women to remember one of the greatest of all, is what they say.
Yeah. You do get the sense there could be a little bit of piggybacking or something going on there. Because it wouldn't be the thing that would spring to mind initially when you could think about a tribute would be a wet T-shirt competition.
Well, they asked the venue that. There's been an awful lot of backlash online, of course. And the guy who runs it, he says that, well, look, we all play our part. We all have our own way of paying tribute. And in this bar, the best nights we ever had were wet T-shirt nights.
Wow.
So how fitting, how ill-fitting some of those T-shirts would be.
There was a video going around of, it looked like one of those party resorts, you know, sun-type destination party resorts.
Yeah.
And it was owned, I think, by two or three English businessmen. And they said that they were doing a tribute. And they basically had scantily clad dancers maybe. Yeah, dancers is the only word I can think of. With just those, you know, the things that the guards wear, the big furry hat.
Oh, the Queen's
thing,
Guard.
The high furry hat.
Yeah.
So it was just...
Wear nothing but them and a bikini.
Basically like half a dozen sort of, you know, people in their underwear walking along with the big hats on.
It just looked like...
And they were saying that it was, you know, they were giving it the full, you know, we as British citizens want to acknowledge... I was like, yeah, those people are just wearing their underwear.
But that's nothing to do with the Queen. That's like Marge Simpson in a bikini.
You very know? Strange. And there has been, like, even the one, there was one yesterday where this, and I think they were genuine. I don't think they were in any way taking the Michael or anything. You know what I mean? It was a dump, a municipal dump.
Yeah.
Like a county council dump in England. And they had built the Queen at the front of it. As a tribute, out of stuff that was on, like, tires and things. And painted it and everything. Like, that's not...
They built a queen out of rubbish.
Basically, yeah.
And then
that's
they closed...
That's not an appropriate tribute.
And then some businesses closed that you would wonder what the crossover is. Like, it was one thing... When the British Kebab Awards came out and wished their sympathies, that was one thing. But a gay sex sauna closed yesterday for the day. And you have to wonder where the crossover is, you know. Is there some sort of thing where it's like, us queens in honour of the Queen? I don't know. I'm reaching at straws here.
Yeah, and you're on your own there, buddy. You're not dragging me down that particular lane, that's
I'm
for
just,
sure.
I'm just wondering. I don't know. And this is a genuine question.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And then there's the tributes to the new king,
But there's also the ones that are, like, literally putting up sales offers. As in honour of Her Late Majesty, we're offering you 33% off.
Yeah.
That's... Get off the
Anne
stage.
Summers giving half price fake things, you know, for the Queen. Get out of it now. You're jumping on that.
There's a bit of bandwagon.
That's outrageous now. Saying you're giving everyone a litre of lube instead of a half a bucket because the Queen, that is just, like, that is a sales technique. I don't care who you are. That is the cheekiest thing you could ever do.
There's some people who are kind of like, you know,
You know
I don't
what I mean?
Think they're taking it seriously.
They're
PJ.
Not taking it seriously. Oh, yeah. Here is a lot of...
It has been extraordinary. Like.
Yeah, yeah. We are giving you 20% off sex butter for the whole weekend. You're like, what are you talking? What even is that? Can you eat it? I don't know what you're talking about. And then there's like all the tributes to the new king. Like that butcher who decided he was releasing...
Oh, yeah, we did that in the show last week.
King Charles sausage fingers. And he was serious.
Yeah.
He's not... He
like,
didn't...
He wasn't even... He wasn't actually having... Like, he's a genuine... royalist himself. Like supports the monarchy.
Oh, yeah, he
and
was.
And he thinks it's a tribute.
He was like, my sausages look just like the King's Ends. And the thing is, he's not actually doing anything. He's just rebranding sausages.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. He had sausages before this. Now he's just rebranding them as the King's sausages. You know?
Again, you'd have to wonder whether he, like, in other words, if he said it to King Charles, look what I've done, would you be happy about it?
Mind you, in fairness, at least his sausages are edible, which is more than they can say about Anne Summers.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Anything medical, don't do it yourself. And now it seems that the 20% of people in Britain, right, because the NHS now have such a long queue... To see dental appointments in particular, for some reason, they're saying now 20% of British people are doing their own dentistry work on themselves.
1 in 5 Brits
are doing their own dentistry work, which is terrifying. They're pulling out black teeth with pliers and working on themselves. And then other people, but get this, are making their own homemade false teeth out of using resin and super glue. Like,
who thought that was a
do that? Don't Brits have a reputation for having the worst dental in the world anyway?
The Americans give them a ferocious
hard time,
don't they?
Yeah. Like the British dental, you know, and you do see the lads, like the Jeremy Kyle gang, you know, the way you'd see lads and that, and they'd have one tooth. Like a lad over cartoon.
Yeah.
You know, and go, oh, I don't know, why you need teeth? I've never used a knife and fork. You know, like, it's all of that sort of crap.
So, look, I'm all for, you know, look at you yourself with the DIY. I mean, you know, I'm all for...
Oh, my God, don't start that.
I'm all for trying your hand at something.
But not
medical procedures.
Don't be gluing anything into your mouth.
There's reasons that dentists go to colleges and stuff for years on end.
It's so hard to become a dentist. Like, there's so much involved in being a dentist. You're working with such a small surface area. And then you've got, like, you know... Like lads, like, you know, Tree Top. Or, no, Tree Top's a terrible name. But whatever, you come up with, like...
What was that even a name for?
I was trying to think of an English gangster name and I came up with Tree Top.
Yeah, were you thinking of Brick Top, maybe?
Brick
from...
Top! That's the fella! Brick Top! That's the fella, Brick Top!
Yeah, Tree Top was his lesser known mate. He wasn't really that scary.
Yeah, oh my God! Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, sir, I'll stick with it. So, like, all right, Tree Top.
Because it's funny you should say that now, because that is a thing. You'd imagine that a gangster torturing somebody, one of the things they might do to them would be pull their teeth out.
Yeah.
So you got people doing it to themselves in England to save a few quid.
Yeah.
I assume it's a saving. Is that what the idea behind it is?
It's actually not the saving. The queue is so long.
Oh, right, okay.
They can't get onto the queue because they don't pay over there anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's right, the NHS.
Yeah, so they don't pay. But you'll get lads...
So are they doing that whole sort of like string to the back of the door thing?
They're doing that, yeah, and use employers. And you're right, there'd be people doing that with gangsters. They'd be going, where is he? You're a rat. They'd be like, I am a rat. And then
I'm going to pull your fingernails out. I'll tell you what, you couldn't do me a favour and take out my molar.
the wisdom teeth are cutting the gums off me. Like, it's bananas. It's absolutely bananas.
Dentistry, DIY.
Yeah. Like, there's people, like, I don't know, like, try anything. And there's always these, I don't know what it is about Britain that has its own selection of oddballs that will give anything a go. There's something very sort of American about Brits as well, where they think, just like, you know, it's almost like a tally-ho, we can do anything if we put our mind to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a bit of that, isn't there? There's always a bit of, you don't need a dinky, so I'll just wrap that. Wrap a little bit of rope around it, tie it to the back of the moped, pull your face off.
I mean, whatever about pulling teeth out, which, I mean, okay, like the old idea of that, you know, when somebody was a kid, which thankfully doesn't happen anymore. Don't do this, right? Don't do this.
No.
But the idea of wrapping a string around a tooth that was loose
on the door.
And the door thing, right?
And then you kick the door closed or something. Like,
you're saying that they make their own false teeth.
They make their own false teeth using resin.
What sort of face are you going to end up with that?
That is a Jeremy Kyle episode waiting to happen.
Yeah.
My name is Derek and I need a dentist because I made my own dentures. You know, you just look like you just one big long tooth. Actually, a lot of them look like them lads that come back from Turkey.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you were with us at any stage during the week, you might have heard me mention that our very own PJ Gallagher, star of so many things and hero of so many things, has also now recently become our very own Morning Glory Don Juan.
Relationship expert.
He's become, as I said earlier on, he's like the Rasputin. Or the Serrano de Bergerac. You know, he's out there, he's sharing the love everywhere and anywhere.
Yes.
Like, I'm actually thinking of rechristening him LLPJ.
Yeah.
Ladies love PJ.
I think as a man who's never had a successful relationship in his life, I'm qualified.
And the thing is that now we know why. It turns out It's nature, PJ.
It's nature,
it's this time of year is doing it to you.
Cuffing season. Believe it or not, it's actually a thing. The world has changed. So now there's this thing called cuffing season. And what it basically is when two people get together at this time of year, knowing the winter is coming, they kind of accept, we're not going to make it. You know, we're like, come the good days, we won't be around each other. But it'll be nice during winter to have someone to cuddle up to and snuggle with and keep warm with. And
so it's a premeditated you'll do for the winter.
It's a premeditated settling, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So you think, I'm not going to go out. I'm going to try and save the food.
I certainly won't be spending my life with you. But
definitely not. I'm not even going to spend money going out with you.
I was just going to say, as long as we're indoors and none of my mates see you, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I've been that guy. I'll do that again.
That's what I'm saying. From most lads' point of view, would be like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
Fair enough. I'll be watching the new thing on Netflix. Yeah, no problem. I'll get the chicken balls and see you in 20 minutes.
Yeah. So this is a nature thing. Your nature tells you you need somebody to help stay warm.
To almost
hibernate with.
Exactly, yeah. So because you're saving money through the winter and all, so you don't want to go out. You don't want to be meeting people. You want to be just sort of like staying warm in the house. You want to not be lonely during the winter. Yeah. Your friends aren't around as much.
God, fair play to you,
so
man.
So you just settle for someone.
You're a veritable charity at the moment. I mean, you're keeping the amount
this
of houses.
Is outrageous,
the amount though. Of houses you're keeping warm.
Yeah, man.
But anyway,
I'm
sorry.
Not even allowed into the houses.
So this is a thing now.
This
wow.
is a thing, yeah. The world has changed. It's so hard to keep up with it, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you and me were young, you got married just before your confirmation. You know, you made a few quid from the aunties and uncles that'd pay for it.
It's because when you think about it, all joking aside, like literally, you know, it's probably not that long ago that the whole sort of sex before marriage thing was in Ireland.
Absolutely, right. No. Living together before marriage, no.
And now we're accepting cuffing season, where yeah. it's like, look at yeah. we'll be at each other during the winter and then you can go your own way because I'm not hanging around with you anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, come the 1st of March. Right, George, I'll see you later. It's Kevin, but... Anyway.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you go, some of the best bits from during the week, folks. And this, come here, listen, this thing, you're, you know, now that you're in full coughing season.
Yes, yeah, coughing season.
Or coughing season, yeah. Mind you, I suppose, you know, colds and flu, it is kind of coughing season. You could be coughing and coughing at the same
time. I am actually coughing and coughing
all time.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I definitely am at the moment anyway.
Yeah. Do you think this is going to be, is this the new you, I'm just saying?
What do you mean?
Have you decided that it, you know...
A cougher.
Because as I was saying, you know, when we were talking during the week, you know, you're sort of LLPJ now.
I don't think I am, man.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, I think you're just, you're casting aspersions.
I think you hid your light under a bushel for a while.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you hid something under a bushel and now you're exposing it for all the world to see.
I don't know. I just think I'm turning into the Fonz. I just think I'm just, yeah, you know, I'm just an elf on a motorbike wearing leather jackets talking to women. Hey, what's the story with you? This is groovy.
It's the best image ever.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. You're going to be a real life Fonz.
Yeah, yeah.
A lad who's like hanging around, old enough to be most of their dads.
Dads hanging around coffee shops. Hey, groovy pants. You want to get on daddy's bike? Can we do some miles together? You want to go to disco? Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's kind of it. Yeah, I've got to be the lad now with the long hair. I'll grow the hair and get the ball patch. You know that, lad?
Yeah.
Get me leather case on me phone. Why don't you give me your digits, baby? While I'm giving you your digits, baby, I'll give you a night like it's your 27th birthday. Young
wow.
woman.
You don't impose that Leonardo DiCaprio rule, right, do you?
No, you're joking.
Yeah.
No.
You impose it on the basis of like, well, I'd probably draw a line at about 75.
Yeah. If you're under 60, don't be frisky. Because Papa's going for a ride.
I'm sorry, I have to leave now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether it's to laugh or to be sick.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's a sick image. I actually never know. I never even knew I was a pervert until now.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.